Dr. David Levy has discovered 23 comets and is most famous for co-discovering Schumacher-Levy 9. That's the comet that impacted Jupiter in July 1994, the first planetary impact by a comet ever observed by humans. So you might think that Dr. Levy's doctorate is in astronomy or one of the sciences, but it's not. He received his PhD from the Hebrew University of Jerusalem after completing his English literature thesis, The Sky in Early Modern English Literature, a study of allusions to celestial events in Elizabethan and Jacobean writing, 1572 to 1620. The renowned astronomer was at SUNY Plattsburgh this week to give a talk on poets and astronomers. Levy begins part two of our conversation citing his favorite quote from Shakespeare's Henry VI.
Hung be the heavens with black, yield day to night. Comets, importing things of time and space, brandish your crystal tresses in the sky.
A lot of people would, I think, make the connection between poets and writers and the sky influencing them and inspiring them. I don't think they would flip that and think of astronomers and scientists being inspired by the poetry and the writing. How did the poetry and the writing begin to inspire you? I realize you had an English lit degree, but how do you think that it does influence your fellow scientists?
Well, that was a very good, very profound question. It started out as a threat. I'm pretty certain of that. My father was passionate about Shakespeare. Oh, he loved Shakespeare. And I think that if I had not inherited his love of Shakespeare, he would have disowned me. But I somehow inherited his love of Shakespeare. The real thing that he was trying to tell me is, now that you're into Shakespeare, have you ever thought of going into other writers of the time? And he talked about Beaumont and Fletcher. They're fantastic. In fact, from The Woman Hater of 1605, it's one of Beaumont's plays. See yonder where the shame-faced maiden comes into our sight. How gently doth she slide, hiding her chaste cheeks like a modest bride with a red veil of blushes. He's talking about the rising of Virgo in the morning sky. But why would he talk about one of the dumbest, most boring constellations in the sky coming up before dawn? Because that particular dawn in 1605, Mars was right next to the only bright star in the constellation, Spica, like two eyes. And one of them was red, which would have been Mars, and the other one was Spica, which would have been blue. One bloodshot eye. There's a library in Kansas City that is the Linda Hall Library of Science and Engineering and Technology. I asked them if they wouldn't mind having a first folio of Shakespeare in their collection, and right away they said, no, yes, we would mind having it because we're a science library. And then I said that I spent 10 years working on my doctorate to prove that the first folio is a science book. And I believe that my thesis succeeded in doing that. And they said, you're absolutely right. We need to rethink this, don't we? And I'm thinking about the whole story about how many astronomical references you can find in the first folio of Shakespeare. I looked up all the astronomical references in the folio, and there are about 250 of them that I found in a quick check, and that's really pretty incredible. It was almost, you have more references in the folio than you have in a lot of astronomy books. It's absolutely, absolutely incredible to do that.
What's the biggest thing you're learning as you meld the skies with the literature as a scientist?
I think the best concept is that you read the sky like you would read a book. The interesting thing about reading the sky is that you really don't know what you're going to find in its pages from night to night. Is the sky the same as it was last night? Have any new stars appeared since we last looked up? What time is Jupiter going to come up? It won't come up at the same time it did last night. It'll come up at least 4 minutes earlier. Will there be a new comet in the sky? And so every night is really fraught with suspense as to what you're actually going to find. you look and you try to make sense of it, but it's just like reading a good book, but the book never ends.
Levy ends our conversation reciting a Gerald Manley Hopkins poem.
I am like a slip of comet, scarce worth discovery, in some corner seen bridging the slender difference of two stars. But when she sights the sun, she grows and sizes and spins her skirts out, while her central star shakes its cocooning mists. And so she comes to fields of light. Millions of traveling rays pierce her. She hangs upon the flame-cased sun and sucks the light as full as Gideon's fleece. But then her tether calls her. She falls off. And as she dwindles, sheds her smock of gold amidst the sistering planets, and then goes out into the cavernous dark. So I go out. My little sweet is done. I have drawn heat from this contagious sun. To not ungentle death, now forth I run.
Part one of our conversation with Dr. David Levy on his comet discoveries is at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.